WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two College Station police officers escaped injury this weekend dealing with accused drunk drivers.
Friday night, a patrolman says he was approaching the stoplight at Deacon and Longmire. The officer says he was headed north and had the green light when he saw an approaching eastbound car not slowing down for their red light. The officer said he had to accelerate to avoid being T-boned on the driver's side. The patrolman says he was able to track down and stop the other car at Rock Prairie and Highway 6. The driver, 39-year-old Sheila Lukes of College Station, was taken to jail 5 days shy of her first DWI arrest 3 years ago. This time, she's accused of driving with an alcohol level 2.5 times the legal limit. And Friday night at closing time in Northgate, an officer jumped in the bed of a pickup with a tire spinning to avoid being hit by an 18-year-old accused of nearly hitting three groups of pedestrians and striking one vehicle. The arrest report states Grant Robinson of College Station finally stopped after the officer drew his gun at the driver from the truck bed. Robinson's out of jail after posting bond following his arrest for drunk driving and evading arrest. Three passengers with Robinson told officers they believe he was driving aggressively because he was trying to avoid being arrested. The incident, which began at University in Boyette, ended on Church near Wilburn. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan woman remains in jail accused of assaulting a soccer official at Veterans Park last week. College Station Police Assistant Patricia Logan says 37-year-old Bibiana Gomez was playing in a game when she received a yellow card from the official.
She ran from the sideline and attacked him by punching and slapping and kicking him. The victim had two small lacerations on the left eye and two scratches on the neck.
A second person accused of throwing the referee to the ground ran away. According to Brazos County jail records, this is the first time Gomez has been arrested, but the official told police she had assaulted him in the past. Gomez is also held in jail on an immigration hold. A domestic disturbance outside a West Bryan convenience store resulted in injuries to the husband and the wife accused of hitting him with her SUV. 44-year-old Wendy Riley of Iola was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Officer Kelly McKeithen gave a shout-out to witnesses for their assistance.
Giving us very detailed statements, they were able to give us a license plate on the vehicle, which led us to finding that vehicle and stopping that vehicle. So without their assistance, that vehicle could have potentially slipped through the loop.
Witnesses outside the Texan Market at Harvey Mitchell and Villa Maria say the husband was beating on the SUV when the wife began driving away. The husband hung on and was dragged for about 20 feet before he fell, got up, and was struck, throwing him about 10 feet. Riley's husband got into the SUV after he was hit, and his wife was headed to the emergency room when police stopped her at South College at Villa Maria, outside another convenience store. From there, the husband was transported by fire department EMTs to St. Joseph's, where he was treated and released. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner has been appointed to the Texas Sunset Commission. Most of the 21 state agencies that will be under review are health-related, fitting well with his professional background as an orthopedic surgeon and pharmacist.
It's an honor being a freshman and being appointed to it. It's considered something that requires a lot of intense work and insight and dedication. And with my background, again, and I guess I've proved myself to some extent to some of the members and leadership, and so I'm again, ready to get to work, trying to make Texas a better place for all of us.
Through the end of next year, Schwertner says the commission will determine the direction of the agencies under review.
We look at whether or not they need to, one, continue to be in existence. And if so, what changes, fundamental changes, should be done within those agencies, within those commissions.
The Sunset Panel will also look at the Texas Workforce Commission. The world's largest bat colony is ready for its close-up. The Bracken Bat Cave in North Bear County holds millions of Mexican free-tail bats, and their flight out of the cave on summer nights is something to see. Now, Fran Hutchins of Bat Conservation International says you'll be able to see it live on a new webcam.
You go to batcon.org, and there's a click on the button for the Bracken Bat Cam, and it'll take you right to the live feed.
The group is trying to protect the bats, which eat thousands of pounds of potentially dangerous insects every night, from encroaching development. Again, the website is batcon.org. Texas is waiting for word on whether they're still bound by the academic targets set by the No Child Left Behind law. The state filed the waiver to opt completely out of the federal law in July. Education Commissioner Michael Williams is optimistic it will be granted.
I don't expect they will say no to it.
One problem could be that Texas lacks teacher evaluations.
What the Commissioner of Education in Texas does not have is the authority to require districts to tie in their teacher evaluation systems to some degree of student progress. But obviously other states and other commissioners don't have that, and they've been granted waivers.
A waiver would allow Texas to set its own academic performance targets. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts. The BCS Home Builders Association 2013 Fall Parade of Homes Gold Sponsor is James Conant Insulation and Fireplaces. The parade is Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th. Visit new homes and beautiful subdivisions. Discover new trends in home construction and the latest in home products and appliances. Builders will be on site to help you in purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes maps can be found in the Eagle, WTAW.com, or BCSBuilders.org starting October 4th. It's the Fall Parade of Homes, October 5th and 6th.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Dad, go on. Dad, meatball's filling the ball again.
That meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings,
where you can get a new Super Duty from Team Ford discount $11,000 or a new Ford Escape for $21,888.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got new Ford Fusions for $288 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TiemandAvasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Good morning, it's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Should be a nice day across the area with lots of sunshine. Temperatures today not too bad, 85 to 90 degrees. It'll be clear to partly cloudy throughout the area tonight with lows around 70. High pressure is going to hold across the area tomorrow. We'll have sunshine. Temperatures will be up around 90. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 65 to 70 degrees. Sunshine is back with us on Wednesday, and it's warmer. Highs will be 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll take a look at high school action from Friday in case you missed some of it. A&M football as well as the pros. Major League Baseball is very busy. We had a NASCAR chase race and the FedEx Cup, all that, and whatever else we can find between now and then, wrapped up, and we'll do it for you about 7:52.
What does a chase race mean? What is that?
They race all season long.
Yeah.
And then they'll take the top 12 drivers, and those drivers are the ones that are actually competing for the cup. There'll be other racers in the race, but only 12 of them are really racing for something that's remotely important.
So those guys could just get in there and muck it up a little bit like they were talking about, like spin out or something?
Yep.
And, yeah.
This year, I believe it's now 13 or 14 racers. Because of that hiccup, they've gone, yeah, we're going to go ahead and let you in because this guy cheated.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, see, just saying. Yeah. By the way, I guess in some sports-related vein that's really not directly sports, so Katy Perry is now not very popular in Cincinnati because she has this new song out called Roar, and apparently, they played it in the pregame, they played it at halftime, they played it after the game. on the first week, and so as a result, they did it again, and people booed.
Well, it's not Katy Perry's fault. That's some dumb media.
No, I'm guessing they paid for it.
Oh.
Yeah, they very well could have.
So I thought they just played whatever random junk they
liked. No. This is public performance. No, you don't do random junk because you pay for it. Yeah.
Well, see, but I thought, like, different batters or whatever would choose the song that they played when they come up to the... Have you noticed how they play certain songs for certain people?
They've got walk-up music, but general entertainment purposes. Now, you're talking football, aren't you?
This happened to be football, yeah. Mm-hmm, it did.
Sorry, right. My brain is just baseball track mind.
Well, that's fine. The Detroit Tigers have used Roar during their home games, and nobody seems to care, but apparently they did the tweets.
Maybe they're more drunk at those games or something.
Could be.
And you wouldn't care what the music
now,
was.
Now, here you go. Metallica had a busy day.
Yes, they did.
The band made it out to Yankee Stadium on Saturday afternoon because it was Mariano Rivera Day to play his entrance tune, Enter Sandman, live on the field.
Which is cool.
That's pretty. That is. That's pretty cool.
That's just cool.
Final is his final game of his career, and Metallica wanted to be there for his special day.
Well, they're New York kids, so yeah. That's a big deal for them.
So they did that, and then they went to the Apollo, did a little deal there, going to be on the Colbert Report tomorrow night. And so there you go.
Well, yeah,
and then they
cool.
got some other thing on a 3D movie in IMAX. By the way, if anybody went to that Wizard of Oz 3D IMAX thing, I want to hear from
Allie them. Said it was awesome.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello. I didn't know you had to pay to get a song played at the game.
Yeah, well, that happens. Yeah, as a matter of fact, depends on, you know, the professional ball, it's different. I think at, for instance, at A&M, they do walk-up music, and I don't know what kind of an agreement they've got there. But, yeah, public performance, you got to do that. That's how those people get paid. Yeah, so if anybody went to that, and want to call and give us your thoughts on it. The monkeys would scare me. I'm just saying, you know.
They would be some big dang flying monkeys.
They would be big dang flying monkeys. Well, the other thing is, you know, if I was reading something the other day about how special effects, obviously, when they made The Wizard of Oz was different than now. And when Margaret Hamilton disappears or appears or something, you can see the trap door, okay? After the smoke clears, you can see the trap door that she's standing on. And... now, I wonder if they might have, in their CGI, taken that out in the 3D IMAX thing. But, you know, once again, back then, to make that magic was a little bit more difficult.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I don't know how much it cost either to go see that thing. But anyhow, speaking of how much it cost, no winner on Saturday night for the Mega Millions. Just saying. So that means Tuesday's drawing is $160 million. But we want to warn you about this lottery thing, this lotto deal. Because we're U.S. Americans.
Yes,
we are. And because we're U.S. Americans, we probably are not smart enough to know how to take care of ourselves. So fortunately, the folks at Johns Hopkins University are helping us out. That lotto ticket may cost you more than just those few bucks that you plop down. According to a study from that... obviously, very prestigious school. Playing the lottery decreases your self-control. They did a study that found people who purchased a lottery ticket with a million-dollar jackpot, were more likely to go for immediate monetary rewards rather than the delayed ones compared to people who don't ante up. So, in other words, you'd go for the cash out. Of course you'd go for the cash out.
Certainly.
Why are you playing? You see, playing the odds tends to activate materialistic thoughts. Wait a minute. Do we pay for this? No. You don't go buy the lottery ticket and think about what you're not going to do with the money, do you? I mean, you go and play and you think about what you will do if you win.
Oh, sure.
But by thinking about these materialistic things, it lowers your willpower. And it makes you prioritize the fast cash. No, you want the fast cash. I mean, unless you've got enough money that you're playing the lottery and you don't need it right away. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm just saying? Yeah, let me go ahead and take the 25-year payout. No. See, I wouldn't take the 25-year payout because there's no telling what the government's going to do in taxes in the next 5 years, much less 25 years, to get to the point where...
Let alone, no, I won't say
that. Yeah, I know. Plus, I wouldn't live that long.
Nah,
but anyway,
say that.
That's okay, but that's fine. But I'm just saying, though. why in the world would you trust it? Because all it takes is one legislator who decides they want to, hey, I tell you what, let's tax people who win the lottery 97%. And you know what? All the people who had won the lottery go, yeah, that's a really good idea.
Or at the rate we're going, they'll be like Greece and go, now we're just going to take it.
Yeah, that's true. So don't do that. Take that cash. Hello?
Yeah, the number one reason to take the cash out, you know, take the cash in
right.
lump sum as opposed to annuity. Look at how many banks and financial institutions are failing today. And if that new annuity is set up at one of those failing institutions,
yeah.
you lose it.
You're right. That's true. That's talk about losing control of your money for any number of reasons. All right, let's see. But, I mean, there's a lot of ways to hit the jackpot.
Sure.
A lot of ways to hit the jackpot.
You like that? Okay.
I did.
Well, I tell you what, Tomiko Bolton hit the jackpot over the weekend. Tomiko married George Soros. He's 83. She's 42. I think she's walking around going, boo, a whole lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what? Anyway, so they were married. It's third time for him. She is an educational consultant. They exchanged vows in a small ceremony in his Bedford, New York estate, where Soros bought it in 2003 from Michael Crichton, who's the guy who wrote Jurassic Park. So there you go.
Now, just because someone's old and rich doesn't mean you shouldn't give them a chance.
I'm not worried about George. I wouldn't say anything about that.
I'll give somebody who's old and rich a chance.
I could be kept too. Let's not be crazy.
Yeah. Tomiko Bolton, 42 years old. She's probably pretty rich now. So there you go. Oh,
I bet you there's a prenup in there where she's not.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure. But again, she's an educational consultant. She may have been smart enough to, put that gig together. This is something that I guess they announced on Friday afternoon, and NASA needs to come out and talk about this a little bit more. NASA, yes, we're relevant. Tell me, when you were a little kid, what was the dream that you always had about space? Where did all the bad guys come from?
Mars!
Exactly right. Where did you want to go? You know, they were talking about selling the idea of having people go live on Mars. We were excited when that lander thing landed there in Mars. Well, now, guess what?
What?
Very good. NASA is a no-go in sending people to Mars. They have said that apparently any expedition to Mars would put the astronauts into cancerous or even lethal levels of space radiation. Huh. Experts say unless scientists get shorter transit times in space and better shielding, then any Mars space flight will not happen.
Nah, all they have to do is just send them to Japan for the Olympics.
What does that mean?
Because of the radiation?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we don't want you to buy a new laptop battery unless you actually need one. That's why we offer to test your laptop battery and make sure the problem isn't the charger or the laptop itself. Our exclusive laptop battery analyzer was built specifically to test laptop batteries. We can tell if your battery has reached the end of its life. If it still has a few more years in it, we'll check your charger to make sure it's working properly. If we discover that you do need a laptop battery, we have the largest selection available in stock. We also carry a wide variety of chargers in case you ever need to replace yours. So if your battery isn't lasting as long as it used to, bring your laptop and charger into Batteries Plus Bulbs today. We'll make sure you get the battery or charger you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs, located in College Station, for all of your laptop battery needs. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Not as hot as it's been, about 88 for a high temperature today, and north winds at about 5 miles an hour, which will be really nice. Look for a low temperature tonight around 68 degrees. Tomorrow night, our low is going to be 66 degrees, even nicer. But no mention of rain in the forecast, Until we get to Friday, it's about 20%. Right now, we have 68 degrees outside.
I'm David Willie, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
In 2011, when the IRS was harassing conservatives, they were also doing everything they could to help other groups. Almost 3,000 aliens who were not authorized to work in this country got checks totaling $7 million, tax refunds. Since 1996, the IRS has issued individual taxpayer ID numbers to non-resident aliens who have tax liabilities in this country, and also to aliens here who aren't supposed to have jobs. Close to 3,000 tax refunds went to one bank account linked to these ID numbers. Two IRS employees told Congress that IRS management required the employees to process these ID numbers even in cases they knew the applications were frauds. Now, for all we know, the $7 million is just the tip of the iceberg. Meanwhile, government credit cards were used to purchase wine, booze, and pornography. Where? The IRS. Employees were issued over 5,000 credit cards. They rang up over $103 million in purchases. That's on top of the lavish parties, travel to exotic locations, satire video productions, the targeting of conservatives, while sending millions of dollars in tax refunds to illegal aliens who don't even work. And what's Obama's reaction to all of this? Well, nobody of consequence have been fired or even seriously reprimanded. The IRS has Obama's full support and blessing, and why not?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose belly fat? Maybe that's because you haven't discovered Bob Cook's secret.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 12 months now, and in 30 days I lost approximately 10 pounds. After another 30 days, I lost another 8 pounds, so a total of 18 pounds lost in 60 days. I am so happy with Andro 400. My libido has been increased 100-fold, and I feel like a teenager again. I only weigh 5 pounds more than I weighed when I graduated from high school. I just love the product, and I can't wait to get my bottle every month so that I can maintain my weight at 180 pounds.
Now you, too, can lose belly fat and maintain your weight the easy way with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An Iola woman spent the better part of 2 days in Brazos County Jail after witnesses say she struck her husband with her SUV in the parking lot of a West Bryan convenience store. 44-year-old Wendy Riley was released Saturday following her arrest for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police found blood in the parking lot of the Texan Market at Harvey Mitchell and Villa Maria. Witnesses say the couple was arguing before Riley drove away, dragging her husband about 20 feet. The man then fell down, got up, and was struck by the SUV. While a store employee called police, Riley drove away with her husband, intending to take him to the emergency room. Officer Kelly McKeithen says multiple witnesses assisted investigators.
They watched, they were listening, and then they gave the proper information to the police to help us locate those two individuals and check on the status of the victim.
Instead, she was stopped by police at Villa Maria and South College outside another convenience store. The husband was taken the rest of the way to St. Joseph's by fire department EMTs, where he was treated and released. Some Sunday morning tailgaters who parked at the north side of Reed Arena were greeted by thieves.
One of those spending the night in their RV after the Aggie football teams went over SMU saw four people loading flat screen TVs left outside into a pair of vehicles. University police say they received confessions from all four to taking three televisions and a set of speakers. Those arrested for felony theft and engaging in criminal activity were three people from College Station, 21-year-old Cameron Boyd and 18-year-olds Hunter Gramatsky and Shelley Garcia, along with Danya Robinson, whose age and hometown are not available. Other weekend arrests included witnesses chasing a man accused of causing a hit-and-run crash Saturday afternoon near Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. The bystanders told police a northbound SUV on Coulter blew the stop sign and struck a minivan going east on William Joe Bryan Parkway. The SUV, after hitting the minivan, went on to strike a cement wall and a large tree before coming to a stop. The driver of the SUV then ran away but was caught about three blocks away on Taliaferro Street. 40-year-old Oscar Chavez was arrested for leaving the scene, possessing marijuana, and a hold for immigration authorities. The victim told police he was amazed he wasn't hurt after the minivan rolled once following impact. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The second time a local soccer official was assaulted by this same player resulted in her first arrest. 37-year-old Bibiana Gomez of Bryan is jailed not only for kicking, slapping, and punching the referee, but she's also being held for immigration authorities. College Station Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the official received two cuts and a scratch from the attack at Veterans Park.
The suspect had allegedly received a yellow card in the game, and that is when she ran from the sideline and attacked him.
Video recorded by a spectator also showed a man throwing the official to the ground, but he has not been found. Healthcare and its costs are the driving budgetary issues in Texas, according to Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner. He's been appointed to the Texas Sunset Commission, which will be reviewing the operations of the state's health-related agencies.
And I think it takes concerned, knowledgeable, conservative individuals to make fundamental changes to the programs of the state level, in this case, primarily the Medicaid program, to continue to take care of those that need the care, that are entitled to that care, but at the same time, make sure that our taxpayers are properly represented and our future generations are properly represented.
Schwertner, an orthopedic surgeon and pharmacist, says the panel will recommend how 21 state agencies can become more effective.
It's a very serious undertaking and review, again, top-down review of the agencies that are being looked at.
Recommendations from the Sunset Commission will be taken up during the 2015 legislative session. Texas is one of 16 states still bound by what some academics say are the unattainable academic standards set by the federal No Child Left Behind law. TEA Commissioner Michael Williams remains optimistic that the state, which requested a waiver in July, will be approved.
There will be fewer Texas districts that will be covered by AYP. There will be fewer districts that will have to be subjected to intensive intervention.
Schools that don't hit the goals can be targeted for specific federal school improvement efforts, sanctioned, or even shut down. Last year, more than 70% of Texas school districts did not meet the annual yearly progress standards. And a neon landmark from the golden age of Taylor between Hearn and Round Rock has been sold to the highest bidder on eBay. Now some residents and business owners want it back.
I'm very sad and angry. I think it was the cheap way out, it was greed.
Jeff Schneider owns a car restoration business in Taylor, not far from the Taylor Motor Company building. It was known by all in town thanks to a Chevrolet Super Service neon sign that stood on top of the building ever since it was built just after World War II.
It was well lit at Christmas time. He had Santa Claus and the sleigh up there.
The sign is now gone after the new owner failed to get funding from the city to restore it. He decided instead to sell it on eBay. Now business owners and residents want to find it so they can buy it back. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 68 degrees. The 6th News is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor, meet your realtor.
With the inclement weather we've had the last couple days, which has been a nice change of pace, albeit unless you've got a satellite, because then you don't get really great reception. Don't get locked into that satellite contract. You can get up to $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. They've got this really cool VIP perks program when you bundle all three services. Now, sometimes you just want to get in touch with somebody, right? Unlimited local and long distance calling there. Take care of that for you as well. And don't forget the NFL action with Suddenlink. If you missed it over the weekend, NFL Network HD and NFL Red Zone HD to keep you up on the entire 2013 NFL season. 24/7 of nothing but NFL coverage right there at your fingertips. And let me tell you, it's lovely. A true bundle satellite can't do this. Now switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Switch to Suddenlink with the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for just $90 a month. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Switch now. Call 1-800-915-1866. And now signing up online is even easier. Check out their new and improved website at Suddenlink.com.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Of course not. Registration for Upward Basketball and Cheerleading has begun at Central Baptist Church and is open to boys and girls ages 4 through the 6th grade. The Upward program recognizes that every child is a winner. Evaluations are October 11th and 13th, and practices begin December 2nd. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Upward team. Games begin January 11th. For more information and registration for Upward Basketball and Cheerleading, visit cbcupward.org or call 776-9976.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas license 15939.
Good morning. It's 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay cool, obviously. And they've got one for you at no additional charge as they fix yours. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
Large area of high pressure will continue to hold sway on our weather the next few days. Looks like it's going to continue to stretch from Texas all the way up into Michigan. We'll have sunshine throughout the day, 85 to 90 for the afternoon high. Tonight's sky is going to be clear to partly cloudy, lows around 70. Sun for tomorrow, highs near 90. Tomorrow night clear, 65 to 70. It'll be sunny Wednesday, highs Wednesday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've got high school football to catch you up on if you missed some on Friday. Also, we've got A&M from the SMU game, NFL, Major League Baseball, all that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
You know, I know that we had a full moon over the weekend.
Yes.
We had the harvest moon. Is that what caused the person who allegedly was 2.5 times over the limit, almost T-boning a police officer as they ran a stop sign?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, is that what caused the woman to run over her husband?
Well, and then I was, well, that's, I was not done. Yeah, I mean, then there's that one. There's the one where allegedly she ran over her husband and, you know, he drug him and then ran over him and then got in the car and she was going to take him to the hospital for it. That's kind of odd. And then, of course, there was the police officer who had to jump in the bed of a truck to keep from getting hit. And threw his gun, is that correct? Threw his gun at the vehicle?
No, the guy would not stop driving until the officer pulled out his gun and pointed it at
the
driver.
Oh, I thought you said he threw his gun. Okay, all right, okay. Because I was going to say that only works with Superman, and And then the story about the lady who goes crazy on the official who gives her a yellow card.
Yeah.
And they apparently have a history.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to be like Florida. I don't know what to think about that. But it could have been the full moon.
I think it's full moon and four home games in a row. Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't it was interesting because if you went to the game on Saturday, I texted somebody and said, compared to last week's traffic, this looked like a Class 3A playoff game, you know, because there weren't a lot of people around the stadium like there was the week before. And I'm not going to complain about traffic in Bryan-College Station because it's really...
Comparatively speaking.
Yeah, it's really pretty good here.
Yeah.
But we've had, you know, traffic situations like games, or we've had a lot of construction going on in areas where there's a lot of traffic. But the ins and outs of areas to avoid, we pretty much know if we've lived here for a while. Howsomever, when we go to the big city, there are some interesting traits, apparently, that cause gridlock. And there's a guy named Tom Vanderbilt, who's a best-selling author, and he wrote a book called Traffic. He did a presentation in San Francisco on the counterintuitive science of traffic congestion. And it turns out that a lot of the traffic gridlock that we blame on poor roads or other drivers is really our own fault. He says the individual driver cannot often understand the larger traffic system. Well, Tom, of course not. We're U.S. Americans, and the world revolves around us, just us. The talk is pretty interesting. It's out there online if you want to see it, but a couple of things that he discusses when it comes to commuting, executing the zipper merge, if you will. Well, now, road work often reduces two lanes of traffic down to one, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In these situations, U.S. American drivers typically merge into the right lane as soon as possible and form one long line. The main reason they do this is because people think it's bad behavior to stay in the left and to merge later.
Right, 'cause you don't want to be that jerk.
Well, that's it. And, you know, people yell at you when you do that. But
no.
Tom Vanderbilt says that traffic would be much better off if cars stayed in both lanes and then merged at the very end one by one like a zipper.
Now, those people are not going to let you over.
You're exactly right. Tom is a scientist. He's not acting like a real human being because real human beings don't do that. He said it's safer because fewer lane changes take place, and it would reduce the backups, often, he says, by as much as 40%.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is maintaining a steady speed. The big reason for traffic is that too many cars are trying to occupy too little space on the road. But that's not the only problem. The human inability to maintain a steady speed. Well, how can we drive and smoke and eat our famous bowl and text all at the same time and maintain the same speed?
That's asking an awful lot.
It is. So
something
we can't
called
do that.
Cruise control.
Well,
not everybody
control.
Has that.
That's right.
Mine
only
works when it's warm. It doesn't work when it's cold.
Well, there you go.
It's like some baseball players' bats.
It hibernates.
Yeah, I don't know what the
hibernating
deal is.
Cruise
That's
control.
It. Well, that could be something. If you ever sell it, you could say it has a hibernating cruise control. That'd look cool on Craigslist.
That would look cool.
I don't know if I would be selling it on Craigslist.
Okay, but the human inability to maintain a steady speed and following distance on the highway makes traffic a lot less smooth than it could be. A few years back, a group of Japanese physicists gathered drivers on a closed loop course. And
oh, I
asked
talked about this.
Yeah, to keep a certain speed and follow distance. They couldn't do it. After a while, the system broke down and the reverse shock wave rippled back through the whole line of cars. Ultimately, you're not driving in a traffic jam. The jam basically is driving you.
Mm.
He believes that automated cars would reduce that.
No,
again, Tom,
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Tom, we're not going to give up our control. We're
no.
U.S. Americans.
Yes.
We're not going to do that.
See, what I don't understand is if you're going, say your cruise control's on, you're going a steady pace, and someone is going very slow in front of you, and you cut around them, and then they speed up. I don't understand why people, if they're going slow, and then they're, oh, someone's going to pass me, I better speed up. But
well,
it's like, that's just dumb. I have nothing against you. I just don't want to break cruise control.
I want you to perish.
That's what people do. I'm sorry. That's what people. Is that more annoying though than let's say that you're going 75 and somebody gets right up on your tail? Okay, so you move over and let them go by.
Especially if it's a big car, I don't like that.
And they go 75 and a quarter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Then I want you to perish too. Right.
It takes you like, it takes them a minute and a half to pass you. Why? Well, let's just blow by me, okay? Just go. Just do it. Anyway. Hello.
Yeah, one of the problems with trying to maintain a steady speed is no one wants to do the speed limit. They either want to do 10 miles over or 10 miles under.
Yeah, I ran into one. Didn't run. I mean, I pulled up, came up on one that was going 20 miles an hour under the speed limit. Hello.
Yeah, if you want a real perspective check, get a ticket to Mexico City and rent a car.
Yeah, again.
Wow.
We're talking about what we've got here, and again, it's much, much better because we do have people who at least pay attention.
I think that chimes to the whole first world problems again.
Yeah.
Aerofit Health and Fitness is growing again with the opening of their fifth location on Longmire. The all-new Aerofit will showcase amenities totally new to College Station. And in celebration of Aerofit's new club, you can take advantage of their pre-opening rate of just $24.95 per month if you join any location by September 30th. Better hurry. There's only a few days remaining to take advantage of Phase 1 pre-opening rates. Call 485-9999, click aerofitclubs.com, or stop by the Preview Center on Longmire across from Kroger.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
When your kids think back on their life, what will they remember about your face? Will it have been a scowl always pushing them to succeed, or a smile encouraging them forward? I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you were making a list of Major League Baseball's greatest players, one of the first would be pitcher Bob Feller. He did it all. He appeared in All-Star games, set league records, won a World Series championship, and of course was elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. And talk about high praise, no less than baseball greats Ted Williams and Stan Musial said Feller was one of the game's greatest pitchers. Years after his retirement, Feller was asked, if you could go back and relive any baseball memory from your life, what would it be? His answer might surprise you. He said, I'd like to play catch with my dad again. Imagine, despite achieving more in baseball than he could ever have dreamed, he just wanted to toss the ball back and forth with his dad one more time. Those fond memories weren't created by a father pushing him to throw better or driving him toward excellence. It was a time of encouragement and support. Obviously, some kids need more firm direction than others, but children shouldn't be pushed. They should be led. Nurturing your child with positive reinforcement, encouragement, and praise is the best method for propelling your child toward excellence. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-641-0915 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-641-0915. Call 800-641-0915. That's 800-641-0915. Again, 800-641-0915.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Schulte difference.
Our personal promise to each and every homeowner is what we are discussing with you in your home and promising you is exactly what's going to happen once we come and do the job. We separate ourselves from the competition by properly educating our installers, by drug screening our installers, and making sure that we have quality control in place to check the quality of the installations that they are doing.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. Let's get you started with high school football from Friday night. Bryan Viking suffered a 42-16 setback at Pflugerville-Hendrickson. Another Friday night, another convincing rollover victory for the Navasota Rattlers football team. This time, the Lexington Eagles were in the way, and they got steamrolled 65-0. Both College Station schools were canceled due to rain. If you'd like to find out more, you can find it at BrazosFootball.com. Johnny Manziel accounted for 346 yards and three touchdowns and a little more than a half to help number 10 Texas A&M cruise to a 42-13 win over SMU Saturday. A&M, who's now 3-1, was up 32-6 at halftime, and Manziel led the Aggies to a touchdown on the first drive of the third quarter before the Heisman Trophy winner got a little break and went to the bench for the rest of the game. The biggest question coming into the contest, however, was the Aggie D, and here's Coach Sumlin.
You know, the effort was good in a game like that. You know, we got open space. You know, they try to expose you as to make you tackle in space. And, you know, good teams, you know, you watch other teams that play, there'll be some missed tackles, but you have to have good team effort to not expose those missed tackles. And I thought our guys ran the ball well. We're able to win the turnover battle. I think we can get a little bit more confidence coming out of this game with some of our guys on defense.
That starts with me, so I'm going to go figure it out.
Special teams reared their ugly head again as Taylor Bertolette had more than one miscue in the field goal and extra point department. He was replaced by Josh Lambeau.
Program's built on competition. And so you saw what happened today. Lambeau came in and did a good job. I took three of his points off the board. He made another field goal, made his extra points. We'll continue to compete. That's just like any other position. You see that? That's what our program's built on. And you have to earn the right to step across that white line, and you know, there's going to be competition there.
Aggs have back-to-back Southwest Conference foes as they hit the road for the first time this season. This past week, it was SMU. This week, they head to what old SWC fans call Fayette-Nam. Aggies are in Arkansas to take on the Razorbacks, and kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. According to ESPN.com, suspended Denver Bronco Pro Bowl linebacker and former Aggie Von Miller unsuccessfully attempted to corrupt the NFL's drug testing program with the help of a urine collector before each was caught in the matter. Now, this will affect from now on the way NFL collection and testing procedures are done. That's according to league sources. This will help explain why Miller's 4-game suspension for violating the NFL substance abuse policy suddenly and mysteriously was increased to 6 games and easily could have been up to a year, according to one source. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys beat the St. Louis Rams 31-7 yesterday. DeMarco Murray's first 100-yard game in more than a year came against the team who he torched for a franchise-record 253 yards as a rookie 2 years ago. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett was pretty happy about it.
Well, it's just the nature of this game. Every time you break the huddle in the National Football League, you're going to be challenged. Every week you're going to be challenged. And sometimes you're going to win those challenges, and sometimes you're going to lose. You have to respond the right way when you have success and when you have adversity.
It wasn't just offense, though. The Dallas Cowboys defense did well, sacking Rams quarterback Sam Bradford 6 times. And that ended a 4-game streak without one, dating all the way into last season. The Baltimore Ravens smothered the Houston Texans 30-9 yesterday. The Ravens won despite playing without running back Ray Rice for the first time since 2008. The Texans didn't help themselves any with 14 penalties. He's Gary Kubiak, the head coach for the Texans.
That starts with me, so I'm going to go figure it out. And we got to have some discipline as players. Our coaches got to do a better job. But obviously, we had a lot of offensive penalties the first half, I think, and defensive penalties the second half.
Out to the diamond, the Kansas City Royals beat the Texas Rangers 4-0 yesterday in a matchup of AL wildcard contenders. The Oakland Athletics clinched their AL West with the Rangers' loss. Texans dropped to a game and a half behind Cleveland for the second wildcard spot, while Kansas City is 3.5 back. Cleveland Indians became the first team in 52 years to post 6 sweeps of 4-game series in a season with a 9-2 win over Houston yesterday. The poor Stros lost their season-high 9th straight. The Indians are the first team since 1961's New York Yankees to sweep 6 four-game series. The Oakland Athletics, Atlanta Braves, and St. Louis Cardinals are the latest Major League team to earn playoff berths. The A's captured their second straight AL West championship with the Texas loss to Kansas City. Then the Braves won the NL East, and the Redbirds nailed down the playoff berth when Washington lost 4-2 to Miami in Game 1 of a doubleheader. Matt Kenseth has opened the NASCAR chase for the championship with back-to-back victories. He and teammate Kyle Busch finished 1-2 for the second straight week. This time it was at New Hampshire's Motor Speedway. And finally, Hendrick Stenson won the FedEx Cup and its $10 million bonus, plus capturing the Tour Championship by 3 shots over Jordan Spieth. Stenson closed with a 2-under 68 for a 13-under total to become the first European to win the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom-designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seeger one-hour heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seeger one-hour heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click SeegertOneHour.com.
You can find fajitas a lot of places, but I would suggest trying La Riviera's fajitas. Now, they've got rice and refried beans and all that, but the guacamole that they have is just outstanding.
Yeah, it's not your mom and dad's guacamole.
No, it's not. And again, you can get that a lot of places, but the La Riviera touch on the way that they do their beef or chicken and or shrimp fajitas is really worth it. I know you're a risotto fan, so am I.
Yeah.
And they do a shrimp risotto there that is outstanding. One of the things I've always enjoyed there is, I think, something you got not too long ago, and that's the mixed grill.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's got beef, it's got shrimp, it's got chicken all together with some veggies, and good stuff. If you want to start with a salad that's very memorable, then I would suggest that you try the spinach gorgonzola salad that they've got. But I like the black bean soup that they have at La Riviera, too. It's there and available for you for dinner or for lunch, as a matter of fact. They open up at 11 o'clock Monday through Saturday, and they're right there at Texas and North Street. If you want to make reservations, do that by giving them a call at 846-5913. You can see the menu and answer any other questions you want to have at their website, which is lariviera-bcs.com.
Or just call Scott.
You could do that. If I'm here, I'll be glad to answer your questions.
Men, did you know that low levels of testosterone can cause heart disease, diabetes, low sex drive? To avoid these dangerous conditions, schedule a free testosterone consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the experts.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Silvac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Silvac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Silvac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Silvac City, come on by and see us.
For lawn tractors, the comparison shopping ends now, because once you experience a John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater, there's really no comparison. Right now, the quality cut of a John Deere D105 lawn tractor starts at $14.99, and quality meets dependability with the X300 Select Series tractor, which is backed by a 4-year limited warranty. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends 10/25/13. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
All right, think about it. How many pairs of earbuds have you gone through? How many pairs of earbuds have you gone through?
A couple.
Yeah, no, I guess I've got two pair right now, and that's probably the second and third pair.
See, I've never gone through earbuds. I don't like them.
No. Well, it's hard to use your wireless device if you're going to listen to music.
Yeah, think of all the bacteria that grows in that warm and moist environment.
But it's your bacteria. It's okay.